This is KCUR 89.3. Healthcare advocates in Kansas and Missouri are hopeful that this will be the year hundreds of thousands of people can get healthcare coverage through the expansion of Medicaid. That expansion has been blocked in both states by Republicans who complain about the price tag. But what do other states tell us about how much Medicaid expansion really costs? For KCUR 89.3, Alex Smith reports.
About 5 years ago, lawmakers in Iowa steered the state down a different course for many Midwestern states. Unlike Kansas and Missouri, Iowa expanded Medicaid. Within the first year, the uninsured rates for non-elderly adults dropped in half. Just as striking was the effect on the economy. As Iowa State economist Dave Swinson discovered, the injection of hundreds of millions of federal expansion dollars into Iowa led to the creation of lots of new jobs and $500 million in additional income for workers.
So not only did it benefit the recipients, of course, because they have access to health care, it gave a nice shot in the arm to the state's economy in terms of expanding the healthcare industry and the health supplies and prescription drugs and other health-providing industries in the state of Iowa.
Beginning next year, however, the federal government's contribution will phase down to 90% from the current 93% of expansion costs. That means states like Iowa will be on the hook for more money, and advocates who continue to push for expansion in Kansas and Missouri will have an even tougher sell to make.
And you know another way we can help? It's long past time to expand Medicaid.
In Kansas, the expansion plan endorsed by newly elected Governor Laura Kelly is basically the same as a plan that was vetoed by former Governor Sam Brownback 2 years ago. Back then, the state estimated the total cost of care for 180,000 new people under expanded Medicaid would add up to just over $1 billion. Next year, states will have to cover 10% of expansion costs, but supporters say that on balance, the final cost to the state will be much lower. That's because of increased tax revenue, rebates on drugs, and because the state won't have to spend as much on other health and social services. Health researcher and Kaiser Family Foundation Executive Vice President Diane Rowland explains.
They used in some states this opportunity to really try to address their opioid addiction problem, so that instead of having to use some of the block grant funding that they had to provide coverage for people with opioid addiction, they were able to enroll them in Medicaid and therefore receive the federal reimbursement for their treatment.
In Missouri, it's estimated that around 350,000 people would gain coverage if Medicaid is expanded in that state. Many conservatives balk at the idea of expanding what's already one of its biggest budget items. They point to unexpectedly high Medicaid enrollment rates in expansion states and rising health care costs. But Rowland says that many of the costs associated with Medicaid expansion haven't been as high as expected.
Because the new people coming on were not as health challenged as many of the traditional Medicaid population, which includes people, of course, with severe disabilities.
And even though the prices for many drugs have been going up, the overall rate of health care cost increases in the U.S. has leveled off in recent years. In fact, recent research in Montana projects that expansion will actually pay for itself there. In Iowa, Swinson estimates the cost of Medicaid expansion to the state could reach $100 million in the next year or two. That's before extra tax revenue or spending offsets in other areas. But even if it winds up costing the state money, Swinson thinks it's worth it.
As economists, we will say, is the state of Iowa realizing more than $100 million worth of aggregated benefits, not just to the economy, but also to the well-being of its citizens? And the answer is unarguably yes.
Healthcare advocates hope that's a conclusion lawmakers in Kansas and Missouri will reach as they consider Medicaid expansion this year. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Alex Smith.